Bye. Just go ahead and praise him. Magnify his holy name. Praise him, praise him. Praise the King of Kings. Praise the Lord of Lords. Magnify his holy name. He's worthy to be praised. Is worthy to be adored. Bless his holy name. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the Ancient of Days. Magnify. Praise him. There's no one like him. He is the Almighty. He is the Ancient of Days. He is greater than the greatest. He is better than the best. Praise him. Lift him high. He is great. He is wonderful. He is good. He's kind. He's glorious. Powerful. Holy. Magnify his holy name. There's no one like him. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Be glorified forever. Be glorified forever. Thank you so much. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Now, I want you to lift your voice to him and say, Father, loud and clear, Father, please show your almightiness in my life tonight. Let's talk to the Almighty God. Show me how great you are tonight. Show your almightiness in my life tonight. Let the world see how great you are in my life tonight. Show me how mighty you are. How great you are. How powerful you are. How glorious you are. Show your almightiness in my life tonight. Show show your almightiness in my life tonight. Thank you, Father.
Adupe Baba.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko Jesu Kristi ni agbadura.
And then you lift your voice to him and say, Father,
wa gbore soke si Olorun wa so wipe baba.
Every day of this month,
ni gbogbo ojo ni osu yi,
give me a pleasant surprise.
Eya mi lenu.
Let's talk to the Almighty God.
Eje ka ba Olorun soro.
Every day of this month,
ni gbogbo ojo ni osu yi,
Father, give me a pleasant surprise.
Iya lenu ti o rewa e fi fun mi.
Pleasant surprise.
Iya lenu to rewa.
Every day of this month,
ni gbogbo ojo ti o wa ninu osu yi,
surprise me pleasantly.
Oluwa ya mi lenu.
Give me a pleasant surprise.
Oluwa ya mi lenu ni ona ti o ba rewa. Ni gbogbo ojo ni osu yi.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Almighty. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko Jesu Kristi ni agbadura.
You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. Great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. Almighty God,
O Lodumare,
creator of heaven and the earth,
O Luda Orun ati aye,
the possessor of heaven and the earth,
Enitori Orun ati aye,
the judge of the whole universe,
Oludajo gbogbo agbaye,
the beginning of all beginnings,
Ibere ohun gbogbo,
the ending of all endings,
Opin ohun gbogbo,
the most high,
Eni ti o ga ju,
the almighty,
Olodumare,
the one who is greater than the greatest,
Eni ti o ga ju, Eni ti o ga ju lo,
older than the oldest,
to gboju, Eni ti o gboju lo,
richer than the richest,
to loro ju, Eni ti o loro ju lo,
wiser than the wisest,
to gboju, Eni ti o gboju lo.
Glory be to your holy name.
Ogo ni foruko mo yin.
Father, glory be to your holy name.
Baba, ogo ni foruko mo yin.
Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight, in all our lives, please show your greatness. Show your power. Show your love. Show your kindness. Show your mercy. Show your faithfulness. Like never before, visit your children tonight. At the end of everything, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko Jesu Kristi ni agbadura.
Amen.
Amen.
Let someone shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I want you to shake hands with two or three people. And tell them, because my God reigns, all is well. God bless you. You may please be seated.
Ki Oluwa ki o buku fun yin e jowo e je ki a joko. We ori Davidi okan le ni adorun ese ikini.
Psalm 91 verse 1.
Iwe ori Davidi okan le ni adorun ese ikini.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Eni ti o joko ni ibi ikoko oga ogo ni o ma gbe abe ojiji Olodumare.
How great is our God?
Bi Olorun wa se tobi to.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 8.
Oni wasu ori re karun ese kejo.
Ecclesiastes 5 verse 8.
Oni wasu ori karun ese kejo.
Tells us that he's greater than the greatest.
O so fun wa wi pe oni o tobi ju en ti o tobi ju lo.
And according to Daniel chapter 4,
Gagabi iwe Daniel ori kerin si so fun wa.
Verses 34 and 35.
Ese keri leni ogba ti e karun leni ogban.
Daniel 4:34 and 35.
Iwe Daniel ori kerin lati ese keri leni ogban titi de ikarun leni ogban.
Compared to our God, every other person on earth is as nothing.
Lati fi wi Olorun eni keni ninu aye yi ni se lo dabi en ti o ti e si.
When we talk about greatness,
ti a ba so nipa titobi,
the Bible has various ways of illustrating what greatness is all about.
Bibeli ni orisirisi ona ti fi se apejuwe titobi.
When he's talking about greatness, he talks about size.
Bi o ba so nipa titobi, o so bi o se feto.
Was talking, for example, in Genesis chapter 1, he talks about the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night.
O so ninu we Genesis fun apere nipa imole nla lati se akoso osan ati imole kekere lati se akoso oru.
When he was trying to tell us how great Goliath was,
nigba ti o ngbeju lati salaye fun wa bi Goliath ti tobi to,
he described the helmet, the shield, the spear, how big, how wide.
Ni se lo se apere nipa asibori re ato ija ati on gbogbo ti o wo mara bi o se tobi to.
So how great is our God?
Ba wa lo Olorun wa se tobi to.
Let's consider his size.
E je ka wo bi o se fe to.
Nobody has ever seen God.
Ko ti se eni ti o ti ri Olorun ri.
The Bible tells us a little bit about him, about his size.
Sugbo Olorun fi han wa bi o se fe to.
How long are his legs?
Bi awon ese re se gun to.
He sits in heaven, his legs, his feet touches the earth.
Orun ni ti Olorun bi o ba joko ni orun ese re a si ma kan ile pepe.
According to Isaiah 66 verse 1.
Gaga bi iwe Isaiah ori re e keri dini adori ese kini.
Isaiah 66 verse 1.
We Isaiah ori re e keri dini adori ese kini.
Heaven is his throne, the earth the footstool.
Orun je iti Olorun, aye je iti se re.
That tells you how long his legs are.
Ele wa fi han wa bi ese re o se gun to.
The Bible tells us that his arms are everlasting arms.
Bibeli so fwa pe apa re apa aye raye ni.
The arms are so long, they are everlastingly long.
Apa re gu jojo de bi pe titi aye ni.
His ears are so big.
Awon eti re tobi.
That when the whole world is praying at the same time,
he can hear
all of us.
Psalm
65
verse 2.
Psalm 65
verse 2. He says,
you that hear prayers, unto you shall all flesh come. So when we are talking about how great our God,
bi aba wa nso nipa bi olorun wa se tobi to.
And we consider his stature.
Awo finigban re.
We can't describe how big his head is.
Awo le salaye bi ori re se tobi to.
But we know how big the ears are.
Suba mo bi eti re se tobi to.
We know how long the legs are.
Asimo bi ese re se gun to.
We know how long the arms are.
Asimo bi apa re se gun to.
Then when we talk about greatness, the Bible also refers to greatness in terms of power. In Exodus chapter 18, verse 11, the Bible talks about our God being greater than all gods.
Bibeli so nipa Olorun wa wipe oni o tobi ju gbogbo awon Olorun lo.
Here is telling us that he has more power than all gods put together.
Yi lo wa so fun wa wipe oni agbara ju gbogbo awon osa gbogbo lo.
As a matter of fact, he says in Psalm 62 verse 11.
Ni to to lo so fun wa ninu we ori Davidi ekeji le ni ogota ese kokala.
Psalm 62 verse 11, he said, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God.
We Samu, ori re keji le ni ogota ese kokala so wi pe Olorun ti so lekan e meji ni mo gbo wi pe gbogbo agbara je ti Olorun.
How powerful is our God?
Ba Olorun wa se lagbara to.
He's so powerful that according to Matthew chapter 3 verse 9,
oni agbara debe de bi pe iwe Matthew
Matthew 3 verse 9.
Matthew 3:9.
He says he's so powerful he can even produce children out of stones. When we talk about power and greatness, the Bible also tries to give us a hint concerning wealth.
Bibeli tu se alaye nipa ifitoni leti nipa oro.
It talks about the woman of Shunem.
Oh, sorry, Paul, be in Shunemu.
In 2 Kings chapter 4.
In the way of Bakeji, Orikari.
2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 17.
Oh, Bakeji, Orikari, Latia, Sekejo, Titide, Ekeji, Dinogu.
17.
Eketa, Dinogu.
It talks about the great woman of Shunem.
Oh, sorry, Paul, be in Tionioro, Ara Shunemu.
And this great woman was wealthy.
Obirin si loro jojo.
How wealthy is our God? Genesis 14 verse 19.
We Genesis ori re kerila ese kokodini ogun.
Genesis 14 verse 19.
Genesis ori kerila ese kokodini ogun.
Calls him the possessor of heaven and the earth.
O so wi pe o ni Olorun to ni orun ati aye.
Everything you can see in heaven or on earth, they all belong to him. He's so great that he says, silver is mine, gold is mine. The Bible tells us that the streets in his city are paved with gold. He's so great that according to Philippians 4 verse
19,
Philippians 4 verse
19,
he said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. First time I traveled by air, from here to Sierra Leone, it was during the daytime, and I was sitting by the window of the plane, and I was looking out of the window, and I was seeing towns and villages. In addition to the ocean, and God began to speak to me. He said, son, look down. In all these villages, in all these towns, there are not only people, there are domestic animals, there are birds of all kinds. Look into the ocean, there are all kinds of fish and all other creatures. He said, do you know that I feed them all? I feed them all. He said, never again must you doubt that I will provide for
you.
And I want to assure somebody here today, no matter how difficult your financial situation, my God will take care of you. He will take care of you. When we talk about greatness, we are also talking about influence. When talking about the woman of Shunem, the Almighty God recorded for us that when the prophet was asking this woman, what do you want me to do for you? Want me to give you a recommendation to the king? Or to the commander-in-chief of the armed forces? The woman said, I don't need assistance in that direction. A great woman is a woman of influence. How great is our God? According to Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, all the tubes that are blocked have been reopened.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said your business will soon move from walking to leaping. Oh, thank you. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, from now on, I will see to it that you get adequate reward for your labors. Now you see what happens when you praise God. When you praise him, he speaks. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. Amen and amen.
Ami ati ami.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight. Ask me to tell you, welcome to a new phase of joy. Oh Lord. The Lord said there is someone here tonight. He said your new year begins today. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Looks as if he doesn't want me to preach. The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Olorun so pe enikan wa ni ilale yi.
He said for a long time to come.
Oni lati igba ti
for a long time to come.
Fun igba pipe si.
Fun ojo pupo sa ko yi.
Ojo pupo sa akoko yi.
Your song will be how great is my God.
Hallelujah. Oni ori re yo je wi pe bawo lo Olorun wa se tobi to.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Olorun so pe enikan wa ni ilale yi.
He said your rainy season will be far far longer than your dry season.
Olorun so wi pe akoko ojo re yo po jojo ju akoko ogbele re lo.
Oh my.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Olorun so pe enikan wa ni ilale yi.
He said, I will shorten your night so that your sun can rise sooner.
Olemi yo di wakati oru re ku. Ki oru re ki o ba le tete yo.
Now, I was saying in Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 to 11.
Won soro lori iwe Philippi lati ori keji ese ikeso titi de kokola.
It shows that our God has influence in heaven, influence on earth, influence under the earth.
Wi pe Olorun wa o gbajumo ni orun ni aye ati ni isalele.
He has influence over the wind, he has influence over the sea.
O gbajumo lori iji ati lori okun.
The Bible says in Mark chapter 4 verse 31.
We must have one in the way, Marku, Orikari, Ese Kokaleni Ogbon.
Sorry, verse 41.
Lati Abi Ese Kokaleni Ogoji.
He said, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?
Oniru Okuri Woli Eyi, Eti Oje Gbeji, Ati Afefe, Ongbotire.
He has influence over fire.
Oni Agbara, Lori Ina.
He can turn the fiery furnace to an air-conditioned room.
Ole yi na ti o gbona jojo gege bi yara oloye.
How great is our God.
Olorun wa se tobi to.
He can solve any problem.
Ole yanju gbogbo wahala.
Just by speaking a word.
Nipa si so kiki oro kan.
He will speak a word to you tonight.
Yo so kiki oro kan si olale.
And your life will never be the same again.
Aye re o si ni ri bakan na mo.
When we talk about greatness, we talk about achievements. Achievements. What are the things he had already done? When we say somebody is a great scholar, we are talking about how many papers he had written. When we talk about a great warrior, we are talking about how many battles he has fought and won. What makes someone great could be linked to his achievements. In Exodus 14, verse 21 to 28. Exodus 14, 21 to 28. He opened the Red Sea. He made a way where there was no way. He drowned the enemy of his nation in just one night. He said to them, the enemies you see tonight, you will never see them again. He's done it before, he will do it again. In Exodus 17, verse 1 to 6. Exodus
17,
verse 1 to 6.
Exodus.
He brought water out of the rock. He produced something out of nothing. He brought satisfaction from an angle you can never expect. He has done it before. He will do it again. He raised the dead after he's been in the grave for 4 days. He reversed the irreversible. He made the impossible possible. He silenced mockers. He showed that when he speaks, even the dead can hear him and receive new life. How great is our God? He has done it before. He's going to do it again tonight. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
He says he wants to answer prayers tonight. So I'm going to get out of his way very soon. But before we go to pray, his love is great. Bible says in John 15, verse 13. John 15, verse 13. He said, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. His mercy is great. Bible says as high as heaven is above the earth, so is his mercy to those who fear him. His faithfulness is great. He said, even if you don't believe him, he remains faithful. Because he can't deny himself. Let me just add this one before I get out of his way. His anger is also great. Hebrews 12, verse 29. Hebrews 12, verse 29 says, our God is a consuming fire. So when he stretches forth his hand of love and you disregard it, when he says he wants to be merciful and you tell him to mind his business, when he says, I want to help you, And you say, I don't need your help, the moment he turns his back, there's very little that you can do again. How great is our God? When he breathes, a way can be opened in the Red Sea. When he touches the mountain, mountains begin to melt. If he should touch your head in anger, there'll be nothing that will be left. That's why I want to appeal to those of you who are here tonight who have not yet given your life to Jesus Christ. I don't want you to delay those of us who want to pray. Because he says, I want to answer prayers tonight. If you are in this auditorium now and you have not yet given your life to Jesus Christ, I'm going to give you only 2 minutes. to get to the front here. If you like, you come. If you like, don't come. After 2 minutes, if you are not already standing before me, we will go ahead. If you don't believe that God is great, He has various ways of showing His greatness. He can show it in a positive way. He can show it in a negative way. But if you come to Him, His love is available now. His mercy is available now. His pardon is available now. Even though He's the consuming fire, if you come to Him now, He will overlook whatever you have done. He will save your soul and give you a brand new beginning. So if you want to give your life to Him, I begin to count now. Before I say 10, make sure you are already standing before me. And then I will pray for your salvation. 1. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7.
8.
If you are clapping for a great God, I think you will do it in a proper way.
You are going to pray for the Lord of Teotobi. You are going to pray for the Lord of Teotobi.
8. 9. Now those of you who are ready in front, begin to talk to the
Lord.
Including those of you who are already on the way. Call on this great God. Ask Him to be merciful unto you. Ask Him to save your soul. Ask Him to forgive all your sins. Promise Him that from now on you will serve Him. Let Him ask Him to be your Savior and your Lord. Talk to Him now. The rest of us, let's stretch our hands towards these people and pray for them. That the great Savior will include them in His salvation now. Let's pray for them. Those of you on the way, keep coming. I'll wait for one more minute before I pray. Just keep praying as you come. Lord, have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive all my sins. Please cleanse me in your blood. And from now on, I will serve you. I will serve you. Be my Savior, be my Lord. Brethren, let's intercede for them for another 1 minute. And the one who saved our souls will save their own souls also. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep coming, those of you on the way, keep coming. Make sure you get here before I finish praying. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ni oruko Jesu Kristi ni agbadura.
Savior,
Olugbala,
I want to thank you for your word.
O fe dupe lo yin fun oro yin.
I want to thank you for your promise that you want to answer prayers tonight.
O dupe fun ileri yin pe o dawun awon adura lale yi.
Thank you for these people who have already come forward.
A dupe fun awon to ti jade wa yi.
Every one of them.
Eni kokan won.
Please receive in Jesus' name.
Ejo wa egba won loruko Jesu.
forgive in Jesus' name. Wipe away all their sins with your blood in Jesus' name. Save their souls tonight in Jesus' name. Please write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. From now on, in every facet of their lives, show your greatness in Jesus' name. And the grace to serve you to the end. Release to them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Now I want to rejoice with those of you who have come forward tonight. The great God will continue to surprise you in Jesus' name. And from now on, I'll be praying for you. And you'll be receiving miracles very soon. So I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer request. So if you turn to your left, you see a man waving a piece of wood there. Please follow him. He will take you to where some pastors are waiting for you. And they will collect the information I need. And bring you back. Quick, very quickly.
Come on, come on.
God bless you. You may begin to go. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth adore. Even angels bow before. What a mighty God.
We are serving Him.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth adore. Even angels bow.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth adore. Even angels bow before Him.
What a mighty God. I want you to take your paper and pen and write down the following prayer points. Since he says he wants to hear prayers tonight, let's go and pray. Number one, let's praise Him one more time for His greatness. Let's give Him all glory and honor for His greatness. Then number two,
Ekeji,
I want you to say, Father, since you can hear all, please hear me tonight. Hear me tonight. And then number three.
Koko keta.
Wipe ki Oluwa ki ojo ti tobi re ko fi han ninu aye re bayi bayi lale yi.
I'm going to give you 30 minutes.
Wo fun ni iseju ogbon pere.
Because we still have to anoint those children who could not come in April.
Nitori pe a si ni ise lati fi ororoku awon omo eyi ti o je pe won o le wa ni osu kere odun yi.
We have 30 minutes.
Ogbon iseju pere.
Remember he says he wants to answer prayers tonight.
Jowo o ma gbagbe wipe o so wipe o nfe gbo adura lale yi.
Go ahead and talk to him.
Tesiwaju lati ba soro.
The altar is free.
Pepe wa ni arowoto re.
Come and settle down and talk to him.
Wa ni kale.
And then you can add your own prayer request to the 7 I've given you.
Wa yo o le wa fi ku awon koko meje ti baba fi fun o. O le fi adura ti eku.
Go ahead, begin to praise him and begin to talk to the Lord.
Akoko ni pe ki o be si ni leyin yiyin re ki o be si bere lowo Olorun.
Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko la Jesu Kristi ni agbadura.
Because God can hear all.
Nitori pe Olorun le gbo ti gbogbo awe eniyan.
He will hear you tonight.
Yo gbo adura re lale yi.
Because he can do all things.
Tori pe o le se ohun gbogbo.
He will do yours tonight.
Yo se ti re lale yi.
Every impossibility in your life will become possible tonight.
Gbogbo ko se se nu aye re yo di sise lale yi.
He will reverse the irreversible for you tonight. Because he can meet all needs. He will meet all your needs tonight in Jesus' name. He will meet your physical needs. He will meet your material needs. He will meet your marital needs. He will meet your spiritual needs. Because he's stronger than the strongest. He will deal with all your enemies tonight in Jesus'
name.
All those who say you will not reach your goal. He will put them to shame in Jesus' name.
Yo doju ti won loruko Jesu Christi.
Because he's an unchangeable Lord.
Tori pe o je Olorun ti ko yi pada.
What he has done for others.
Ohun ti o ti se fun awon kan.
He will do for you in Jesus' name.
Yo se ba gege fun olale loruko Jesu.
Your testimonies will be mighty in Jesus' name. In every facet of your life, He will show His greatness tonight in Jesus' name. This will be the beginning of your joy. All your requests will become testimonies. It is well with you. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.